the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay. Who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.
Yeah, what's popping? What's going on? You are listening to the Mosh Gelton Show on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. You can catch the Mosh Gelton Show every Tuesday night on Sunshine 96.7 FM. We are popping 11 p.m. to midnight, right after Spike on the mic. It's every Tuesday night. We're going to talk about four songs, and we're going to narrow them down to get to one song. It's going to be a great time. You're going to love it. We've also got trivia time. You know, a little bit of music trivia coming straight up at that ease. And then, of course, we've got Schmitty. He's going to battle somebody again. I think I'm going to have Schmitty rap battle. That's what I'm going to do.
What up?
I like to have... Oh, yeah, by the way, I'm not the only one in the studio tonight. I am your host for this evening, Mosh Gelton. My co-host for this evening is...
Beatbox Bob.
That is correct. And with me in Beatbox Bob tonight, we've got the man, the myth, the legend...
Schmitty.
Schmitty!
And it wouldn't be a complete show if we didn't have the effervescent and distinguished...
Mike E.
Fla.
It's going to be a great night. Yes, Sunshine 96.7 FM, Tuesday night, March 28th.
Oh, yeah.
How you feeling, Beatbox Bob?
Loving it. I'm feeling great.
You're loving it like McDonald's?
I'm telling you, this show must be McDonald's because I'm loving it.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good, man.
That was quirky.
I'm having a good day.
You seem like a quirky guy.
You know how it goes.
I do know how it goes. Schmitty, how you doing?
Good, brother. Feels good to be back in here.
Yeah, you weren't here last week.
I wasn't. I missed you guys.
It's good to have you back. I think we had Coast the East Coast in last week.
Oh, yeah.
I love that
right?
guy.
Yeah, that was good. He was awesome.
Yeah. We're going to keep it like BK. Have it your way.
Mikey Fla, man.
Yep.
How are you doing, bro?
I can't complain.
Yeah, do you feel happy?
Sometimes.
You're on Sunshine 96.7 FM, and you're on the Mosh Gelton Show, which is the number one alternative talk radio show in the Tampa Bay area. I would be enthralled if I were you.
I'm a bit excited.
I had this one chick. She was over at my crib, and she just wanted me to enthrall her.
Ooh.
And, you know, I didn't know if that was safe or legal, so we did it a few times, and... She got enthralled, Mikey Fla.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
She thought it was great. I, on the other hand, thought it was awesome. On both hands, I thought it was awesome.
Hmm. Win-win.
And then my mother walked in the door and I said, look, Mom, no hands.
Golly.
Oh, man.
And then she joined in. And what we do, what we're going to do is we're going to get down on a lot of stuff. Mikey Fla, though, the first thing I got to do is I got to ask you, man. You know, I always wonder because I'm a guy that likes to admire.
Okay.
And how much do you bench press, if you don't mind me asking?
Not even the bench.
Nobody benches the bench. They bench the bar, the weights on the bar. You're
so maybe just the bar.
You're doing it wrong, Mikey Fla. No. What are you benching about, 65?
Nothing. Never.
Really?
Beatbox Bob, what do you bench, bro? 350?
No, I try not to push it. I'm about 200, and I try to go as slow as humanly possible. I do a full rep in like 45 seconds.
200's all you could bench?
Well, I could probably do more. I just don't try to max out. I'm trying to go for those long, full presses and keep the muscle engaged the whole time.
I can get 205 up.
Sure.
So I know you can get more than me.
I'm sure I could press quite a bit. I just haven't really tested my limit in a while.
Push it to the limit?
Well, you know, I gotta work.
You know,
I would be in the gym more often if I saw things like what I saw with Tekashi. That was crazy, man. Tekashi 6'9". There, I saw extra footage today of him getting beat up at that LA Fitness in Miami.
Man.
Bro, he was getting beat up, bro. They were kicking him, bro. It was really bad to see. I do not advocate for none of that stuff, bro. But 6'9 was getting sauced up.
It was bound to happen. It was definitely bound to happen. I mean, I don't like anything about the guy. His character when he's out in public is garbage. He's a snitch. I'm surprised that
you don't go attack him and physically assault the guy.
The video that I seen, he was already getting beat up, so I have no idea what led up to it. But I'm sure it was.
Yo, all right. So like, I've seen his interview on the Logan Paul podcast and stuff like that back in the day. Well, not too far back. Obviously, it was pretty recent, but you know what I'm saying. And apparently, he was like roped up in some gang stuff. He ended up rolling over on them on the RICO Act, but like all of his like you know fellow cohorts in that situation were. You know, really taking advantage of him, doing him dirty, you know, treating him really poorly. They got his, you know, brother roped up in a bunch of nonsense, you know.
It's even more now, actually, because now he's got, I think, other people involved trying to protect him. But right. I think he's just a puppet for him. But that's what I meant by I'm surprised it didn't happen in New York.
Well, what I'm saying is like they roped him up. They were taking advantage of him and stuff, and they were like really messing with him. And he found an out, so he snitched. He got free. All I'm saying is like if you're trapped in a lifestyle, you're not making enough money to make ends meet anymore. You're getting taken advantage of by all your cohorts. You know what I'm saying? Even in a criminal enterprise, and now you have an opportunity to make a whole lot more money and continue your career. Right outside of the bars, are you gonna snitch?
It depends. Do you want to get beat up in the locker room in public? I mean,
it's a risk he had to take, but it's free.
I think 99% of the people, depending on the situation, could or would snitch. I wouldn't even be surprised that someone like him snitching.
Look, there's snitching, and then there's people that don't snitch. They no snitching at all, and then you got people that say you can't even talk to police.
Like.
I'm not in that category of you can't even talk to police. Look.
I don't know what happened. Simple as that.
I'm just saying in general, like you got people that are like no snitching. I kind of get that. You know what I'm saying? And if you got other people in danger or old people, if I can't handle it, depending on how severe your danger is, bro, you're not going to come over to where I'm at and just start causing havoc.
Right.
And then I'm going to have to go do something myself and then risk going to jail, bro. If you got something credible, if we got a credible thing, I'll solve it like men, however that may be. But you're going around threatening to stab old ladies and stuff, bro. I'm calling the cops on you, bro.
Facts.
Am I a snitch if I call the cops on someone for threatening to stab old ladies?
No, no.
Yeah, it's situational, right? I mean, we're great friends. If we were great friends and we were wrapped up into like a street life and I get arrested, would I snitch on you? Absolutely not. If I did, that would be wrong. I think that's wrong. So it's situational. He was wrapped up in a gang of people that entrusted him with whatever they were doing. Clearly, he with the people that he knows the stuff is wrong. And then you snitch on him.
You don't know the whole story, though.
He knew enough information to get off of a lot of time.
He's saying they cheated. They hooked up with his girl. They kidnapped him. They were snitching on him too.
Right.
Like it's a long convoluted thing. But I don't think any of that amounts to random people walking into LA Fitness and beating up Tekashi 6ix9ine. I think if you're beating up Tekashi, then
was it random?
It's cloud chasers.
But could it have been random? Or could they have been affiliated with the gang of people that he snitched on?
Either way, they're chasing clout at this point. You're beating a dead horse. There's no point. Dude, leave it alone.
Yeah, I don't know who it was or why they did it. I mean, I heard the dude say, I'm going to be famous now as he was hitting him. So,
yeah, I mean, who knows? But he's, even to this day, after everything he's gone through, he still acts like a punk in all these videos that I've seen, recent ones. He's always with security. This is a time that he got caught without security. So it could have been, who knows? The guy is not surprising. Somebody beat his ass.
He probably pulls mad chicks, though.
Facts. especially with them videos that he'd be posting on Instagram and stuff, bro. There was one video, he's sitting outside of this castle, basically, and he had, like, a whole parking lot full of, like, super high-end cars. And inside of the front trunk of his Lamborghini was, like, $2 million
in cash. I saw that.
It was ridiculous. He was looking fresh, dude. It was ridiculous. He was in some sort of, like, paradise place, dude. It was insane.
6'9" is
garbage. I think that's garbage.
Bro, there's some allure to that, man. Gives you something to visualize.
Yeah, I get it, but for what?
Manifest.
Half of what you're seeing there, he probably doesn't own. It's probably owed to the bank.
Well, even if it is, dude, it's still something. It's an image that you can focus on what you want. It's like an anchor point for your mind to, like, open up the reality that you
choose. Doesn't matter, bro. He gets paid to make people believe that he's rich and balling and stunting. That's how he gets paid, bro. We're over here broadcasting us doing a radio show. I mean, I'm not doing this for my ego. But that's how he gets paid, but I don't know, man.
Simple.
And he got beat up, so I don't advocate that. But yeah, he got his butt whooped pretty badly, and there was a lot of females in there. And like I was saying, bro, I'd be bagging if I was him. He's probably going to be perfectly fine.
Absolutely.
For the next week. He's going to have chicks all around him, bro.
Yeah.
Tall chicks, small chicks.
I wish I would have seen the video that led up to it. Simple. We don't know what happened from there.
Reporting live, Schmidt.
Here on the scene, from the locker room, halfway through the video, we see this guy is getting beat up. What happened and led to this? Nobody knows.
I tried to transition into females like four times. Four times I tried to go, yeah, man, he probably pulls chicks. Yeah, he thinks chicks are hot. Yeah, what do you about this chick? And every time.
You went live to into it.
I can't. Do you want me to not talk about chicks, Schmidt?
I do like chicks. Go ahead.
All I really want is girls.
These guys. Well, keep going, Bob.
And in the afternoon, girls. Do, 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 do. And in the evening, it's girls. Do, 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 do. And in the morning, it's girls. Do, 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 do.
Girls.
I got some guys in this studio tonight that feel good about. At least you guys. You know what? You guys feel good. You guys are here. You guys have enthusiasm.
I'm excited. I didn't come in last week, so sorry.
Before we get to the four-way jamboree, where I take four songs, and all of these songs are by the same artist, the same singer. He's been in multiple bands. Excuse me. But before, I'm just going to ask you guys, Mikey Fla.
Yeah.
Biggest turnoff in a dude or a chick?
You got to pick one. I mean, I don't know what you're asking.
All right, what's your biggest turnoff in a dude?
As far as me being a dude, what's my biggest turnoff?
No, what's your biggest turnoff?
Like, what you mean, to a guy?
Say if a dude was berries and you were a forager.
Okay.
What would turn you off if a dude had exhibited the behavior or looked a certain way?
Insults.
So if a dude insults you, that turns you out. What about females?
Same thing.
So, and what about physical on a woman?
What about?
I'm asking you.
What turns me off physically about a woman?
Yes.
Probably if she's bald.
So you've never been turned off because you're saying probably as if it never happened.
Well, I've never been with a bald chick.
Has there ever been a point in your life where you were turned off by something a woman either exhibited or did?
Yeah, but I don't know if I can say it.
Well, then you...
Can I allude to it?
You can, as long as it's not lewd, you can allude to it.
Okay, no, I don't think I can say it.
Schmitty.
Yo.
I shouldn't.
Biggest turnoff in a female.
I got a few, but probably it's got to be the teeth, man. If she could be smoking hot, and if she smiles with some, you know, like meth mouth or something.
Them chompers is your big thing?
Yeah, that would be a complete...
So you'd rather have chompers with a hook nose than a nice nose with some chomp chomp?
Yeah, it depends on, a little bit of like crookedness, no problem, but...
You don't want it looking like there. It's like a DNA strand growing in their mouth.
Yeah, I'm not having, you know, its mouth coming at me. Oof. No way. That's, ugh.
That's a good point.
I mean, I got too flat of a behind. Eh. I mean, I got a few.
All right, we'll stick with meth mouth for Schmitty. And Beatbox Bob, do you have any turnoffs in a woman or a man?
Yeah, if that complexion ain't on point, you know what I'm talking about.
Whoa!
What I mean is like, I mean texture. I'm not talking about persuasion.
That sounded real eugenics, bro.
I was not talking about
that. Okay.
I was just about to expound, and you're like, whoa!
Well, let me be like, whoa, bro!
Golly gee, Willie.
What do you want, less whoa moments?
No, you're right about that.
Then go!
Craters in the face, we're talking, you know, that sort of situation. Look, all right, I'm not trying to, you know, hate on anybody for anything.
Craters in the face.
All I'm saying is like, okay, if your face is the same texture as what the lunar rover drives over all the time, bro, like, I'm not into it. I'm sorry. No offense. You know what I mean? I don't know. Like, all right, I'm not talking about, like, completely perfectly smooth porcelain, all right? I'm just talking about, like, you know, a blemish here and there. We're humans, okay? We do things, all right? But I'm talking, like...
Recovering meth mouth.
Bro. Pockmarks, craters, that sort of thing. I can't work with it.
Blackheads?
I'll work with a mustache before I work with a face full of blackheads.
Okay, that's fair enough. Before we get to this segment, I will say that I can't... Cleanliness, bro. Got to be the cleanest thing in sight. Nothing can be dirty. Everything's got to be teeth. Any kind of dirty nastiness, I'm out, bro. I'm gone. I got to go. Look, my Uber's out here. You can keep my shoes. A girl stole my shoes one time, actually. It's a fact. But I can't. I got to have cleanliness.
What if a girl is barefoot? Does that gross you out? Like if she's walking around outside with no shoes?
Are we at the beach or are we at, you know, 7-Eleven?
Yeah, it's a big difference, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so say they're at the beach and they walk across to 7-Eleven and they come back. Is that...
If they're at the beach barefoot...
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. If they're at 7-Eleven, I'm curious. I'll be curious first. If they're dime pieces with bare feet, I'm going to go figure out what... I'm going to go poke and prod and see what's going on, and then I'm going to talk to her about it. And we'll figure out what is really going on. But it's cleanliness for me.
That kind of covered everything, though. I mean, what would be the number one thing? Because I agree with you, top to bottom on that. Because that covers your mouth. That covers your...
Where are you going now, left?
I'm asking,
right?
Like, what's your number one? What would you overlook over the other? Because I could have said cleanliness. That's messed up mouth, feet. That's everything.
The mouth could be messed up teeth. But it just can't be dirty, like black teeth.
Oh, yo.
Oh, yeah. What about tattoos?
I'm not a big fan of tattoos.
I don't like any tattoos on a woman.
But I do, and actually there's too many women that listen that have tattoos.
No, it can be really, like, classy. I've seen some really, you know, good-looking women that really great tattoos. You can tell that they had a really good artist. You know,
face
that's different.
Tattoos, no good. No,
but if they're just, you know, they have something written on their chest or something stupid, you know.
What if it's Superwoman?
That's the exception.
All right, listen. We've got four songs. They all have something to do with each other, and they're all done. They're all sang by the same artist. Does anybody want to guess?
Chris Cornell.
It is Chris Cornell.
What?
That's exactly
that was
who I
damn
thought.
Good.
You guys have been talking.
When he entered, it just, or was coming into it. That's what
I didn't say nothing to him. It is Chris Cornell.
Earlier you said he played for many bands.
Yeah, so that he's only famous for two or three big ones. But all right, so these are going to be four Chris Cornell songs. We're going to narrow them down, and we're going to see which one of these four Chris Cornell songs we believe is his best jam. Now, this first song you guys may have heard, let us know if you know the name, is the first Chris Cornell song in a tournament of four. Here it is.
Black hole sun, won't you come?
Bro, you ever heard this acoustic?
No.
Oh my god, it's so nasty.
Dude.
Black Hole Sun, Chris Cornell. That is by Soundgarden, I believe.
I think so.
I love it.
Big boy song to come out the gate with. Fly, you a fan?
Yeah, I like Soundgarden. Yeah.
All right. Well, Black Hole Sun, an iconic song, is the first song, but it's going up against something that, you know, something that's pretty rough. You guys ready?
Ready.
How ready are you?
Extremely.
All right. Ready. Black Hole Sun goes up against... Audio Slave's Like a Stone.
Man. Man.
Big boy bangers.
I love that song.
It's not going to be an easy choice. We've got Black Hole Sun, and we've got Like a Stone.
Oof.
By Audio Slave. Two killers. I'll go first. I'm a little, I take kindly to the song Like a Stone, so I have to go Like a Stone. It's just, I like it more than Black Hole Sun. I do like the acoustic of Black Hole Sun better, but we're going with the two songs. I go Like a Stone. Schmitty.
Like a Stone.
Schmitty goes Like a Stone.
Audio Slave's what actually introduced me to Chris Cornell, to actually go back and start listening to his music.
Good eye, good ear, good nose. Mikey Flaw.
Audio Slave.
Audio Slave's Black Hole Sun over Like a Stone.
Yeah, Audio Slave.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, wait. Audio Slave's Like a Stone.
Yeah. That's okay. The second one. Yeah.
And Beatbox Bob.
Like a Stone.
Like a Stone clears the board. Like a Stone beats out Black Hole Sun very quickly. Ooh, 4-0. You know, and a lot of people say Black Hole Sun's played out. They played it on the radio too many times, so I kind of understand that, but... Yeah. Like a Stone's a banger, so I'm not taking anything away from Like a Stone. All right, we've got two more. The winner of these two is going to go up against Like a Stone. Here's a song you guys may have heard. And it's on the table. Who knows what that band is?
Pearl Jam?
No.
Eddie Vedder is with them. It's Eddie Vedder and Chris Cornell. Their band is called Temple of the Dog.
Right. Oh, yeah.
The song is called Hunger Strike.
Man, what a banger.
So great. Hunger Strike is the third song, but Hunger Strike is going up with the final song in the series. It is Hunger Strike versus... That's a banger. Be Yourself by Audio Slave.
Yeah.
Audio Slave.
Man.
Bro.
So Hunger Strike versus Be Yourself gets a little bit harder in the second round. We're going to go with Beatbox Bob first. What are you going to pick? Are you going to pick Temple of the Dogs, Hunger Strike, or are you going to pick Audio Slaves, Be Yourself?
Be Yourself.
Ooh, Be Yourself by Beatbox Bob. He picks Be Yourself over Temple of the Dog, and I'll strike right back, and I'll say I believe Temple of the Dog's Hunger Strike is a crazier song, and I like it more. So I'm going Temple of the Dog's Hunger Strike. 1-1. Schmitty, what say you?
Audio Slave all day.
Be Yourself?
Absolutely.
Ooh.
Absolutely. Yeah, that one.
All right. Be Yourself is up 2-1. It's Mikey Flaw. What are you going to do? Are you going to take Hunger Strike by Temple of the Dog? Are you going to take Audio Slave's Be Yourself?
I wasn't like a huge fan of the Seattle sound, but when the compilation got to Audio Slave, I think that was the best, you know, of the mix of all of those guys. So Audio Slave.
Be Yourself, I did not think would beat Hunger Strike, but it does. And we've got both of the Audio Slave songs. We've got Hunger Strike, or I mean, we've got Be Yourself, and we've got Like a Stone.
Ooh.
Now, this gets a little bit rougher. We got Be Yourself, and we've got Like a Stone. Mikey Flaw, which one? Be Yourself or Like a Stone?
Like a Stone.
Like a Stone for Mikey Flaw is the first run over... Oops, I put that for Be Yourself. Like a Stone for Mikey Flaw. Schmitty, is it going to be Be Yourself or is it going to be Like a Stone?
It's going to be Yourself.
You're going with Be Yourself.
Absolutely.
Okay. 1-1. One for Be Yourself, one for Like a Stone. I'll go and I'll say Like a Stone for sure. I believe Like a Stone is a better song. It's up to Bob. Is it going to be Yourself or is it going to be Like a Stone?
Like a Stone.
Like a Stone.
There's a nice guitar solo in there.
Like a Stone is the winner. Yeah! Let's get to this chorus. Like a Stone by the Moss Gelatin Show is the number one Chris Cornell song. And here's the chorus to Like a Stone. Banger. Like a Stone is the winner. Definitely Audio Slave is my favorite Cornell band. And
great song.
It's my favorite Audio Slave song right there.
So gas.
It's that's such a great song. That guitar riff right there is sick.
Rest in peace.
Man. I hope
because he died.
Who, Cornell?
Yeah.
How long ago?
Within the past couple of years.
I don't remember that.
Oof.
Yeah, him and Chester within like 40 days of each other or something like that. They off themselves.
Were they found like in a hotel room, I assume?
I don't think anyone's ever found them. I think everyone just assumes they died. Yeah, they were found. I don't know where exactly. It's
that same old, you know, rocker story.
You think they were killed?
No.
At the very least, they were hanging out.
Yeah. Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa. What beach should I go to, man? I need to go to the beach. St. Pete Beach?
Yeah. I was just going to make that suggestion.
I like St. Pete Beach, especially when I want to party. But if I was to go a little bit north of St. Pete, let's say I was started around anything north of Clearwater Beach, worth going?
I mean, Green Key is pretty good. Newport Richey.
Sunset Beach.
Yeah, Sunset Beach.
Yeah, I like that one.
Go East Coast. Go north, go East Coast, come south.
Well, Gulf of Mexico is beautiful in and of itself. It is. There's a lot of good stuff over there.
You go to, like, Panama City. There's probably a lot of small beaches on the way.
Fort Walton's really nice.
Y'all are going far. I'm just talking like Sunwest Mines, yeah, bro. That's exactly. Lit, bro. When's the last time y'all been to Sunwest Mines up there in, like, where's that? Hudson, Port Richey?
Hudson. It was a couple weeks ago. I love it up there. It's great.
The water wasn't too cold right now?
Oh, I mean, I didn't actually go in the water myself. I just kind of hung out, you know, around the beach area. I played guitar, you know, just chilled. It was nice.
Yeah, I wouldn't go in myself either. I'd go in as somebody else.
Yeah.
I have not been there since they made it a public park.
Is it county?
No, I think it's still county or whatever. You still pay for parking. You still pay for entry. It's a privatized park still.
Sorry, let me rephrase. I have not been there since they made it an attraction for people to come hang out.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's been that long.
Also in like Port Richey, if you're not looking for a beach, there's also like the Salt Springs over. It's actually like
never been there.
It's really nice, dude. There's you know, a lot of different trails, walkways. It's just serene.
Werner Boyce.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. It's right there by the Walmart on US 19.
Somebody told me that there was a lot of flies there, and then I never went because they said that.
You just gotta like, okay, you can't go at like twilight during the summertime, but like any other time is perfectly fine. So, like, if you go during the daytime, you're not going to, you know, get beat up. And, you know, like, when the sun is just setting and the humidity is still up.
Is there a park there?
I don't think there's, like, a playground, but there is, like, a spot further back in the parking area. Where you
pavilion, or is it just pull up and go on the trail?
Just go on the trail, but there's, like, a lot of benches and stuff. And I think there might be a pavilion down the trails a little bit. You could also rent a kayak over by the bathroom station.
Where is this?
It's on Ridge Road. Well, 19. It's more like 19 by the Walmart on Ridge Road.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Or Richey. There was a park back there.
Yeah, it's a good spot.
You should check it out.
Yeah, they developed it after we grew up. So it's within the past 10 years it was developed. And it looked like a nice place, especially from Google Maps. I'm looking at it. I'm like, Werner Boyce, let's go. Oh, there's flies. I don't want flies. I don't want to go.
I go picnicking all the time out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
A lot of parking?
Yeah. Oh, my God. The parking lot's ridiculous. It's lit.
We got to get to Derny Key. I need a canoe. I need to get to an island. I need to stay the night on said island. I need to be inside of some sort of camping apparatus.
Yeah.
And I need to have a bottle of Jim Beam. Jim Beam. That new stuff, that Jim Beam.
The Jim Beam?
He's not drinking that.
You don't think I'll drink some Beam?
Absolutely not. You'll smell it and set the glass down.
Jim Beam?
Yeah, or maybe you will drink that.
I'll drink White Claws, but I got to balance Beam.
I see what's happening clever. Here.
I'm going to add both of them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get tore up. You guys want to go to the island and get tore up and stay the night out there?
Yes, 100%.
Sounds fun.
We'll get so tore up, we'll probably crash the island into like... Bro, there's a still house right next to that island. Do you know where Derny Key is?
Yes.
It's north of Anclo Island, which I've never stayed out on there either. Let's just go to St. Pete Beach, bro.
It's probably right off of that park you just mentioned. If it's north of... what you just mentioned, Anclo...
I don't know, bro, but you just got me excited about camping on a beach. Now, you don't take it away from me.
I'm trying to say I want to do it.
I'm the camping guy,
bro. Let's do a show. The Mosh Gelton Show goes camping.
Like, I could show you a bunch of tricks because that's, like, what I like to do.
Whoa, let's just camp, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Do that when we come back.
I'll let you guys go by yourself.
Silly rabbit. Tricks are for kids.
There's sand fleas.
Sand fleas?
Yeah.
That's a racial slur, bro.
Did I tell you this story? I stayed on Anclote Island and fell asleep halfway out of the tent because I was drinking probably Beam and woke up completely tore up from top to bottom. I was miserable for like 3 days.
Did you break up with him?
Did you sleep on the island where it was the actual island with the trees, the big Anclote Island, or the sandbar?
No, it was the one with the trees. It was, yeah, we were.
That was the problem.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing was, is you were supposed to be in the tent, and, you know, I'd never zipped it.
You should pay more attention.
It was free.
I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to do that.
Oh my God.
All right, so canoes and camping. Got it.
Let's play that. Let's do it. For real.
Canoes, camping. We got a dirty key. I get nasally on the microphone on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete. And before we get into the next segment, Beatbox Bob. Jeez. Beatbox Bob, will you go get me some Vicks?
Vicks VapoRub.
Yeah, because my throat. You're battling somebody soon.
Yeah, that's right.
You have a battle rap, a written 3-round battle rap coming up. Who are you battling?
A titan of industry. He has the most 2-versus-2 recorded battles in, what's that, like Florida, America?
The most recorded battles with different 2-on-2 partners.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, he's a titan, he's a veteran, he's been doing it for 20 years.
Handsome.
It's my first time going to be going on stage against this ugly monster of a titan. A real David and Goliath situation. His name's Mosh Jelton.
Yeah. Myself and Beatbox Bob, we're going to go head up. This is coming up really soon, and we'll get some clips for you guys, but we're doing a battle rap, and Schmitty, who is the Mosh Jelton Show freestyle battle rap champion, is battling Ryan Viafora, who's undefeated in battle rap and is number one in Florida. That's going to be a crazy battle.
That's interesting. So me and Beatbox get to do our first battles on stage.
Against legends.
Nice.
I like how he said first.
I did too.
On stage.
Exactly. Of many.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, don't get O'd up. You got O'd up.
Dump button.
What do we need a dump for?
For the whole first. Last.
Really? Only. Come on.
I don't know.
You don't think you're going to battle again?
So let's be fair. I've only done this a handful of times, battle rapping somebody. Now all of a sudden it's, hey, boom. On stage. Oh, by the way,
man,
number one guy undefeated in the state. I'm like, all right, let's do it. See,
absolutely, bro.
Sound like a wuss.
Why are you taking shots at me?
For real, man. You can't handle it?
That's a nuclear explosion, it says.
That's what I'm about to bring.
That's a nice shotgun. That's too much nuclear explosion, but that is a very nice shotgun.
Ice cold.
All right, Schmitty, if you're going to bring a nuclear explosion, that's coming up soon, and we will have a clip possibly next week of your battle, and whether you fail or win, I'm going to play a clip of this battle.
I would be surprised if you don't.
I'd be surprised, too.
Me, too.
I'm surprised you know you're not wearing your glasses.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're gone. Oh, they're right here. I had to look into your eyes.
I like it how he apologized and then immediately put the glasses on. That's how I like my girls, bro.
Hey, man, I understand. I get in line when I need to.
I got
to
get you all mic'd up.
I make you nervous when, you know, you see my eyes.
You make me sweat.
I do.
You make me feel like a natural woman. All right, look.
Yeah.
We do something on the Mosh Jelton Show. Every show, we do something called Trivia Time. And it's always about music trivia. Are you guys ready to play Trivia Time?
Yeah! Oh!
Hold on.
Yeah!
I'm on the wrong page. I'm going to ask you that same question again. Keep your energy. I love the energy. Are you guys ready to play Trivia Time?
Yeah! It's lit! All right!
All right, tonight's game is going to be called Rigor Mortis. No, I'm joking. Tonight's game is going to be called Here's the Song, Who's the Artist? I'm going to give you the song, and you're going to give me the artist. There is no waiting time. You guys can immediately fire off who you think it is. And if somebody gets it right, you will get a point. Does everybody understand?
Yes.
Yes.
You guys ready to play?
I'm ready.
Ready.
Yeah.
All right, on the Mosh Jelton Show, here we go. Trivia time. Here's the song, Who's the Artist? Here's the song, Who's the Artist? Respect.
Aretha Franklin.
Mikey Fla. It is Aretha Franklin. Very well done for the first point. Fla's got one. Trivia time. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Hi, my name is
Eminem.
Schmitty. Schmitty got that one. I'm going to turn up my headphones, make sure I get this all right. Schmitty and Mikey Flower on the board. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Boombastic.
Shaggy?
Beatbox Bob with Shaggy. That is correct. Mr. Boombastic. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Satisfaction.
Rolling Stones.
Oh, Mikey Flaw has found a game he could score in. Mikey Flaw's got two. A towering lead over Schmitty and Bob, who each have one. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Benny and the Jets.
Elton John.
It is Elton John. Beatbox Bob did get that correct. It is Elton John. A third of the way through. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Def Leppard.
Mikey Fla coming through, and he's ready. Mikey Fla, look at you go, girl. Daddy, here's the song. Who's the artist? I'll Make Love to You.
Boys to Men.
Oh, Schmitty with the Boys to Men. You guys are good at this. I might have to start getting some harder ones, man. You guys just blew through the first half. Okay, here's the song. Who's the artist? Cry Me a River.
Justin Timberlake.
Schmitty. It is Justin Timberlake. These are easy, man. I thought these were a little bit hard. All right, hopefully this gets a little bit harder for you guys. Here's the song. Who's the artist? It's Beatbox Bob, Schmitty, and Mikey Fla. What a Girl Wants.
Britney Spears. No. Christina Aguilera.
It is Christina Aguilera. Schmitty takes the lead with four. A couple questions left. Here's the song. Who's the artist? A Big Hunk of Love.
Elvis.
Oh, wow. Mikey Foz, quick. Bob's only got two. Mike and Schmitty each got four. It's still anybody's game. Here's the song. Who's the artist? You Lost That Loving Feel.
Oh, my goodness.
Feeling.
Tom you lost Cruise, that loving gun. Feeling. That's correct.
It's in Top Gun.
Of course it is.
You lost
that loving feeling.
I don't know. Frank Sinatra?
Nope. You lost that loving feeling. The Righteous Brothers.
I wouldn't have got it.
The Righteous Brothers. You guys, you lost that loving feeling was the Righteous Brothers. That's okay, because everybody should be able to get this. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Kokomo.
Beach Boys.
Mikey Fla. Quick with the draw. Mikey Fla's got five. Schmitty's got four. Beatbox Bob has two. There are three questions left, and the price of poker goes up. This next question is worth 2 points. Here's the song. Who's the artist? For 2 points. Eye of the Tiger.
Survivor.
Oh, Mikey Flaz. Too quick. Mikey Flaz got seven. Schmitty's got four. Bob's got two. Here's the song. Who's the artist? For 2 points. Jack and Diane.
Tom Petty.
John Cougar Mellencamp.
John Cougar Mellencamp, Mikey Fla. And finally, for all the beans in the pot, here's the song. Who's the artist? Mikey's already won. Crash Into Me.
Dave Matthews Band.
Dave Matthews Band. And Beatbox gets four. 4 points for Beatbox, 4 points for Schmitty. And the winner by a long shot is Mikey Fla.
About time.
9 points, Mikey Fla wins a game. Mikey Fla, there's all this stuff around you, and everybody's so excited, and you just won the game. You've been trying to win. How does it feel, and how are you coping with this newfound fame?
Well, you know, I'm happy I won, finally, because usually I don't.
A lot of people thank their coaches, their trainers. You chose to thank God. Why did you choose to thank God above everybody else?
Because that's the first, I can't say person. That's who you should be most thankful to.
And if you could give some advice to a little kid that could be watching this right now, that wants to grow up and be like Mikey Flaw, what would you tell a 10-year-old kid right now?
Stay in school and don't do drugs.
It's like a broken record, man.
Very predictable.
It's easy, right? You know what he's going to say.
Right. It's like always.
Good win, though, bro.
Thank you. Thank
Congratulations.
You.
Congratulations.
You don't win often.
No. Good job.
Don't. So I think you kind of found his like smoked genre yeah. and, you know, years.
That's his niche.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was yeah, a little mic heavy in there.
There was some that they, like Survivor. Come on. I mean, you're not going to know that.
I mean, I expect Bob to know Survivor.
Yeah. Well, if you like the Rocky series.
Well, yeah.
Or I, that was Rocky. Was that Rocky 1?
It's
the Eye of the Tiger?
Never
it's
seen
an
Rocky.
Iconic song.
Yeah, I know, but it was made famous by the Rocky movie.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah.
I think it was actually written for the movie.
It's the Eye of the Tiger. It's the cream of the crop. I don't know that.
Rising up to the challenge of our rivals.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Reminds me of David Hasselhoff.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Why?
Why?
I don't know. I feel like that song was conceived the same time David Hasselhoff signed his soul. He gave his soul to the devil for fame.
Ooh.
Every time I hear his name, I picture him on the floor with a cheeseburger.
Ah, the Big Mac scandal.
That's exactly what hit my mind as soon as you mentioned it.
As soon as I hear it.
Blubbering and crying about everything.
It's great.
That's what's etched in your guys' mind from Hasselhoff is the cheeseburger shower
thing. It's all bloated.
I pictured him like, not necessarily, obviously, with a cheeseburger, but it was like him on the ground, shirt halfway up, buttoned, sloppy, drunk.
Yeah, on the tile.
I think of his German club music album that he did.
Immediately after that, I went to the fact of how popular he was in Germany.
Yeah, he actually made a whole album of club music.
It wasn't very good.
What is he known for? Basically, Baywatch is the biggest thing he did?
Yeah.
Knight Rider.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too.
Knight Rider. Man.
But I think he was pretty more popular in singing over in Germany than he was for acting.
Yeah, that's true.
It's funny that he even has a singing career. I've watched some of his music videos, man. They are something to behold. I don't know if you guys have been, if you guys have been on Facebook and seen his, oh man, Kit, come here, and just the 80s videos that he does, man. Hasselhoff is not my favorite, bro. I would not watch anything that guy does.
Cornball.
Never would I watch.
Perfect for his time.
I guess, but I mean, you know.
Knight Rider, then Baywatch.
You ever been watching a series and then you kind of stopped talking to the girl who had the HBO pass and now I have no idea what the hell is happening in this series and I might not ever.
Oh, no.
That's horrible.
So you got to borrow a password?
Or make amends.
Hmm.
Or find other ways to stream it.
Or pay $5.
Yeah, just pay for it.
You guys got too many solutions and not enough problems, bro.
The correct problem is pay for it.
I got 99 solutions and a problem ain't one.
Bro, I'm paying for Netflix. I'm not going to pay for HBO.
If you want to keep watching the show, I got like 6 streaming services.
I just got Netflix and YouTube Premium.
I know. 6 streaming services. You hear him?
Trust me, I didn't know until I looked. And
so rich, he doesn't even know he has 6.
Jesus.
He probably has more that he doesn't even use.
He probably got 8.
I know Hulu, I know Paramount, I know Disney, I know Netflix, and for sure there's another one in there.
You've got all them streaming.
Yeah.
You get one of those pre-made meal boxes sent to your house, too?
No. if my family was a little smaller, I would.
But how small? How much smaller by a little?
To have to buy the
like HelloFresh?
You said if your family was a little smaller. What's a little smaller?
Probably in half.
If everybody was 6 inches shorter,
that would be man.
What's a little smaller? Half a kid?
I think 6 inches shorter.
They would eat less.
Where's the rest of you?
Huh? Where are we going with this? So like half. If there's like 3 of us, it'd be makes sense.
Which one? Which one wouldn't be there?
What do you mean by three? Which three?
In the ideal situation, in order to have a meal plan, which one would you cut out?
Neither of them. That's why I don't have any meal plan.
You ain't gonna get him.
You ain't gonna get me on that.
He can't.
Crazy?
Ironclad.
He'd lose at life if he did that.
Yeah, the right answer would be he would sacrifice for his kids.
If there's four of them, he only gets to pick three. Can't do that.
I sacrifice for him every day, Mikey. What are you talking about?
No, I mean you don't eat. That's what I'm saying.
Well, no, I do eat.
No, I mean if you only had so much food, of course you would give it to your kids first, right?
Well, no, because if I don't eat, then how am I supposed to go out and make sure that they eat?
Ooh, I like his logic there.
Okay.
The number one job for the dad is to be a provider. If you take away the means to provide, you're just doing a short-term solution for a long-term problem.
Mind blown. So go ahead and give your food to your kids, Mikey, while we're over here providing, bro.
Selfish.
What is that band that you guys didn't think I would know? Provider?
Survivor.
Survivor.
That's what I'm trying to do, Mike.
Yeah. Just survive.
You staying alive? Man, back in the 70s and 80s, bro, they were just barely hanging on, huh? You got Staying Alive, Survivor, Like a Virgin. I mean,
golly gee willikers.
I still to this day... I don't know any Madonna song except for the Like a Virgin where she says, touch for the very first. I don't know any other Madonna song.
Well, me neither.
You're not missing much.
I'm right in the same boat with you until we hear them. They're like, oh.
Yeah, I might recognize one.
In this boat that you're on with me, are we heading out to an island?
Very, very possible.
The Mosh Gelton Show Island Cruise. We're going to go on our own little cruise.
The Mosh Gelton Cruise. I love it.
That's a plan.
Yeah, let's put out an APB and see if we can get. We'll tell everybody that listens to the show to bring their canoes. Maybe we can get four dudes.
I don't like it. I feel like someone gets hurt. It's gonna be like, hey, this was here for this event. Everybody's too happy now.
You don't like what?
The fact of having a Mosh Gelton Island stayover.
How? I didn't get that far. I just said, what if we tell everybody about canoes?
For the Mosh.
And then you said, I said, what if we tell everybody about canoes? I don't like it.
Didn't he start it with the Mosh Gelton Cruise?
No. Well, I mean, kind of, but
I put the brand on it.
Then we moved. That's
what you don't want to do. That's why I said I didn't like it. Take the brand off of it and say, hey, we're going to be camping here. Leave it at that.
Everybody, get your...
Put a name on it, then you're opening yourself up for litigation.
Clandestine seafaring vessels immediately.
You ever see those picnic tables with the barrels underneath, and then they got a little outboard on the back?
Oh yeah,
that's the best.
Like at the strip club?
No, they float. It's like a floating picnic table,
pontoon.
Yeah, it's like a homemade deal. We could make it to the island.
I don't know, man.
Can you make that, Mike?
I don't think it'd be too difficult.
Let's see it.
Out of beer cans?
No, you need 55-gallon drums. Four of them.
I mean, why do that when we could just strap a bunch of pool floaties to a door? Same thing.
Like you're coming into Key West?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Coke them out.
Yeah.
Yo, man.
the material it would cost to make your little floating dock, you could buy a boat.
Facts, brother.
All right. Round one. There's only one round. 1 60-second round. And it's Beatbox Bob versus Schmitty. And it's going to be Beatbox Bob. You're going to go first.
Okay.
1 60-second round. The round starts whenever you start going. Beatbox Bob versus Schmitty in a one-round freestyle rap battle exclusively on the Mosh Gelton Show on 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete. Bars start when Bob starts rapping.
Said, my bars start when I start rapping. This dude doesn't know what's about to happen. My hands are gonna just start slapping. This dude is gonna get starched. It's about to happen. This dude doesn't know what is about to go down. Homie, you are gonna get painted like a clown. I'm gonna wear your blood like lotion. I'm gonna move you through the ocean. Red tide, you just died inside your mind. You don't know you're behind. It's getting beat up, You just got stuck. You got stuck up. Schmitty, you just messed up, kid. You're about to get beat. You're about to meet defeat. I said meet defeat. You're about to get hit. You're about to get split. I'm gonna break your legs off real quick like toothpicks. I'm gonna come back at ya. I'm gonna break both of your spinal cords in half at ya. And then I'm gonna laugh at ya, kid. You already know that you're dead. You already know what I said.
Man, that was a good round.
Yeah.
That was a good round. Beatbox Bob's round is over. Now it's on Schmitty. Schmitty, you've got 1 minute from when your bars start. Schmitty versus Beatbox Bob. Schmitty's round right now. Freestyle off the top of the head from both of them.
Okay. Beatbox, you're talking about breaking my spine 2 times. Hold up, man, you're jumping in and out of your damn rhymes. It's my time to shine, so sit back, relax. Go ahead and grab some tracks and bring them all back. Go back to the old days. Hold up, I got different pages. I don't want to come back. I'm up in different rages. You can bring it back up on the scene and get mean. I will walk away and still look crispy clean while you're in the back eating some Krispy Kremes. And I don't care, this dude ain't getting green. So get between whatever thing you're snapping. And how come everything that you do is whack when I show up? I go nuts, I wanna throw up. This dude right here wants to talk about food. What is next when you're at the park eating picnics? You better get around me, cause you're on my pick list. So get quick, especially when I hit you with this hit list. I'll mark you straight off, homie, you can't just get this. I'm this Chris, so go ahead and get it in the back room. I'll pack you, and I don't even care. I'll smack you with this tattoo.
Oh. Give it up for that. Man, that was a good battle. All right, man, we've got a lot of stuff coming up. Mikey Flaw, who did you think won that, by the way?
I don't.
No, we don't even have to judge it. Of course, no. There's no reason for controversy or any type of you know, nail biting stuff on this show. We got to keep it.
Congrats, Bob.
We got to keep it good. No, that was actually a good one round. Super stoked.
I don't think I've ever ran out of breath.
Schmitty, before we go, anything that you'd like to add?
Yeah, I would like to add that we love every single one of you out there on 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
Sunshine, 96.7 FM.
And the sun's always shining.
Mikey Flaw, is there anything that you'd like to get off your chest or let the people know before we go?
Looking forward to Saturday.
Well spoken. Beatbox Bob, man. It was great to see you tonight, bro. Love you, man. Thank you for co-hosting as usual. And is there anything you'd like to say to the old Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete crowd?
We love you. Thank you for having us. We look forward to it. Thanks for Spike on the mic for leading into us. We're killing it. We're feeling it. We love you. Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
Now, I would drop in right there, but I do want to say this. Every Tuesday night from 11 p.m. to midnight, you can catch the Mosh Gelatin Show exclusively, not exclusively, but for the most part, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives, with the sunshine in front. That's where we're at, 11 p.m. to midnight. If I say it backwards, you're going to love it. We'll see you guys here next week, and Google us, because we're everywhere at all the time. We are the number one alternative talk radio show in the Tampa Bay area. We'll see you soon. It's the Mosh Gelatin Show. I said, we'll see you soon. It's the Mosh Gelatin Show. I said, we will see you soon. It's the Mosh Gelatin Show.
Hey, it's Ed Weigel. What the hell is all this noise, you ask? It's the Mosh Gelatin Show, and you'll just have to deal with it.
Turn the sound up. You're now live with the Mosh Gelatin Show. Yeah. Tampa Bay's number one podcast show.
Hey, you're listening to the Methamphetamine Hour, also known as the Mosh Gelatin Show. This is your boy, Johnny B from 102.5 The Bone. This is the show I listen to when I think about hitting people.
What's up? This is Will Coons from the Johnny B Show on 102.5 The Bone, and you are currently listening to the Mosh Gelatin Radio Show.